Okay, you ready? I'm really excited because we've got a really great guest today, and I've got some really good interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks that I've got in the can. I'm just finishing up. But today I want you to do something. I want you to say, "Quoth the Raven, nevermore."
What is it?
Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Cloth the Raven, nevermore.
Quoth.
That's
Quoth.
what I said.
You said quoth. Quoth the Raven,
Quoth?
nevermore. Quoth.
Oh, okay.
The quoth.
Quoth.
Quoth. It's not quoth, it's quoth.
It's
No,
Quoth the Raven, evermore.
oh my God. Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Yay! So guess who our guest is? You have no idea because you don't know where that's from, do you?
Well,
I see the big question mark over your head.
it brings to me the Alan Parsons Project.
No,
Oh.
Edgar Allan Poe. Oh God, let's start the show.
Hi, this is Brian White. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 35 of Celebrity Soul Speak with Brian and Renee. Interviews from the other side. Edgar Allan Poe. My wife, Renee, is a spirit communicator. She speaks to those on the other side, and I've been a radio personality for over 50 years. The other side established communication with us because they wish to stay in touch with this dimension. They are our teachers, the invisible knowledge that helps us on our way. They have much to share and hope that those who listen will reflect on their messages.
I miss my wine. I miss it really bad. Shaky bad. Missing my wine. My gift lay dormant until the universe decided I was ready to use it. In 2019, during a reading with my friend Myrna, a medium, Edgar Allan Poe came through and asked if I would write with him. And we wrote my first book, Dear Mr. Poe, just call me Edgar. It's a lovely collection of poetry. This event started my journey, and I've been communicating with celebrity souls passed over, which enabled this very podcast. Some wonder, why celebrities? And the answer is that they still desire to communicate with us. The universe gave me this gift to help them do that. The experience with Mr. Poe and his continued support and encouragement have played a huge part in my development. I'm one of his students, and I will be forever grateful to the soul named Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was born in Boston on January 19, 1809. His life was difficult, to say the least. His father abandoned the family when he was 10. His mother passed a year later, and he was taken in by a family called the Allans. Their relationship soured as Edgar grew older and began to develop bad habits like gambling. He entered West Point and failed to succeed. He married his 13-year-old cousin, Virginia Clem, in 1836, and she died in 1847 of tuberculosis. Before his death on October 7, 1849, in Baltimore, Poe had become an accomplished writer, poet, editor, and literary critic. He's best known for his poetry and short stories, particularly his tales of mystery and the macabre. He is widely regarded as a central figure of Romanticism in the U.S. and of American literature as a whole. He was one of the country's earliest writers of the short story. He is also generally considered the inventor of the detective fiction genre. Poe was the first well-known American writer to earn a living through writing alone, resulting in a financially difficult life and career. The cause of his death is unknown and has been attributed to disease, alcoholism, substance abuse, suicide, and other causes. You'll hear straight from Mr. Poe the cause of his death. Mr. Poe, I know a little bit about your life, but I make it a point to leave most of the facts to the interview. I don't want to be influenced in any way. Who was Edgar Allan Poe? Mr. Poe said Edgar Allan Poe was a soul that agreed to take on the life he led. His story is not a pleasant one. His writing was the only talent he had, and most of that didn't get recognized until after he departed that place. His misery was his work. Edgar was a broody sort and preferred to spend his time alone rather than in the company of others. Drinking and drugs were his companions, and they eventually killed him. Your death has been a mystery. What happened? Mr. Poe said, I had a seizure and died in the gutter. Fitting end to this life of misery. So you took on this part for what reason? Mr. Poe said, my student has been studying. Yes, I want to understand this process. Mr. Poe said, yes, I did agree to this lifetime for my own healing. I have had many lifetimes prior and needed to pay my karma. Poe was an interesting character, so I decided to take it on. Have you been back here, or are you all paid up? Mr. Poe said, "Poe evened me out, and I've not come back there. I rather enjoy this place. I know many others feel the same. We can help so many more from here than coming there." Poe was one life. Will you share some other lives with me? Mr. Poe said, "I was a Viking, an Eskimo, a peasant in the time of Jesus. There are also lives that are not on earth." When you mentor someone, is it as Edgar Allan Poe, or do you choose to use other talents that you've learned from other lifetimes? Mr. Poe said, "Mainly I find that most of my students are writing students. It is very hard. People don't realize how hard writing is. You know." "Yes, sir, I do. What inspired your writing? Did you have a mentor assisting you?" Mr. Poe said, "Good question. Yes, I did draw inspiration from ideas given by those who inhabit this place." "Will you share who they were?" Mr. Poe said, "They were not famous people. They were just creative souls who enjoyed the process of writing." "How many do you mentor at a time?" Mr. Poe said, "Usually 3 or 4, depending on how much they need help. I have many other projects that keep me busy. And no, you have not been a time-consuming student." "I try not to monopolize your time. Let's write a poem now. Are you game?" Mr. Poe said, "Young lady, I'm always up for a challenge." "Well, let's go." She sits waiting for the call that will never come. She sits waiting for the lover who will never come. She is alone and wonders why, aloud she cries. "Am I unlovable?" She sits waiting for the answer. She sits. And that took less than a minute to write. I'm always amazed at your ability to come up with beautiful sentiments off the cuff. For the record, Mr. Poe wrote the first 4 lines and I completed it. I think it is beautiful, and thank you for sharing your gift once again with the world. Mr. Poe said, "I will be gracious and accept your words. However, you must pat yourself on the back. You took it where it should have gone. Great job." "Thank you. So, who do you socialize with there?" Mr. Poe said, "I'm like Poe in that I prefer my own company to the company of others. So much of time is spent writing, mentoring, and enjoying this beautiful existence. It is quite different from where you are, and someday you will enjoy all of this as well. I believe that if people could hear our messages, they would have no fear of death. I was afraid, like most, until I began conversations with you and others, and now I have no fear. I wish only to complete my journey here so that I may enjoy my eternal life." Mr. Poe said, "Well put." "Mr. Poe, you've been such an enjoyable interview. There are many questions that I have, but I will save them for next time." Mr. Poe says, "Sounds good to me. Thank you, Mr. Poe, for everything." Mr. Poe says, "You're welcome." We live many lifetimes and are many incarnations. Poe was just one incarnation, and he incorporates that experience into his soul. He was very forthcoming about the afterlife, and I hope that this interview gives you another perspective of our eternal journey.
Thanks for joining us. Join Celebrity Souls Speak on Facebook at facebook.com/thecelebritysoulsspeak. And check out Renee's blog at commonsenseinwilmingtonnc.blogspot.com. Sense spelled C-E-N-T-S.